Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about sin and the heart behind the sin by taking a look at a couple of verses from Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, where Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said several times, "You have heard that it was said." In this, Jesus contrasted what the people had heard about the law of God with what God had actually said and meant. Of course, the teachers of the day taught that adultery itself was wrong, but they applied the law only to the very act of adultery and not to the heart that motivated it. Therefore, Jesus said, "Whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Jesus explained that it is possible to commit adultery in our heart or mind, and that this also is forbidden by the command against adultery. You see, Jesus went deeper than just the act itself. Some people only keep from adultery or other sins because they're afraid to get caught. And in their hearts, they commit adultery every day. Jesus was not saying that the act of adultery and adultery in the heart are the same thing. No, the act of adultery is far worse than adultery in the heart. Jesus' point was to say that both of them are sins, and both are forbidden by the command against adultery. We can also say that this principle applies to just about anything that we can covet with the eye or the mind. Since Jesus considered adultery in the heart a sin, we can know that what we think about and allow our heart to rest on is based on choice. Many people believe that they have no choice and therefore no responsibility for what they think about. But this contradicts the clear teaching of Jesus. We may not be able to control passing thoughts or feelings, but we certainly do decide if our heart and mind will rest on certain thoughts or feelings. You see, there's an important distinction between the temptation to sin and the sin itself. Jesus, though he was tempted in all ways, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, he endured such temptations, never yielding to sin. As a man, Jesus would be tempted to see women in this way, yet he resisted the temptation, and instead he was moved by the power of a pure love to look upon every woman as a daughter, a sister, or a mother. We need to look beyond what might allure and tempt us to regard others as mere objects and see them as they truly are before God. Now, we pause and thank God that though, by His Spirit, we do our best to keep these challenging commands, we thank God that our hope is set in Jesus Himself, who was the only one to ever live the Sermon on the Mount in its fullness. So today, our prayer is this: Jesus, live in me, save me, and move me to do your will, both in my actions and in my heart. That's a prayer you can pray today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.